This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What actually fasting does, that why Quran said لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, when you fast you get taqwa. Why Quran is saying this thing? When people explain this thing, in this matter there have been more than one explanation in Islam. One is very famous, which is done by many, many Sufi people, especially Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala. That explanation is that he thinks when you are hungry, then your desire becomes weaker. Then your inclination towards good deeds becomes stronger. Nafs becomes weaker. Don't do sin. So hunger makes you basically to your willpower becomes stronger. Desire for the sins become weaker. It's all about hunger. And that's why you can see, if you read his book of fasting in Ihya Ulumuddin, it teaches you. So sometimes he will say, in Ramadan, eat less. Because Ramadan purpose is to be hungry. So you control. If you eat more, so you go against the purpose. So he advised me to eat less. And then he mentioned the fasting of common people, Siyamul Awam, and then Siyamul Khawas, and the Siyam Akhassul Khawas, and the Siyam of Akhassul Khawas is eating only once in 24 hours. And what time? In the time of the suhoor, in the morning. So at time of the breakfast, don't eat, just drink water and do your iftar. To eat the Siyam of Akhassul Khawas. If this is the reason why fasting results into taqwa, then basically there is a problem. Because then why the Prophet did not do same? The Prophet, on the contrary, he used to breakfast, eat actually at the time of iftar, and he actually mentioned this thing very clearly to everybody. If hungry makes you to have more taqwa, he should be the first to encourage. But he never did like that. His companions never did like that. Second thing is, there are hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the books of the hadith, very clearly, before month of Ramadan, he used to give a speech. Ramadan is coming. And he used to make people to welcome Ramadan. And one of the things that he used to remind people is, shaharun yuzadu fihi rizqul mu'min. Ramadan is a month in which provision of the believer is increased. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your provision in Ramadan, toward the purpose? To use it or to keep it and wait for Shawwal? Think really. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases believers' provision in Ramadan. So they keep everything and they wait for Ramadan? No, if he increases your provision Ramadan, meaning it, use it. That's what Allah wants. Otherwise, there's no purpose to increase provision if you don't not go to use, and people not go to use. And you also can see the life of all the believers. Anywhere going in the world, wherever you go, in the poorest Muslim country, you always find in the month of Ramadan, they cook more food, and they also the quality is better. Quantity is better, more, and quality is better, everywhere you go. And you can see in every single Muslim quarter, if you go, at the time of iftar, small children, they are walking around with the plates. What happened? Their mother makes iftar, then she gives them to something, go take to the mosque, take to this poor person, take to the neighbor. Children are going around with the plate to other people. They make more food, and they share with everybody. It is very clear in the month of Ramadan, Muslims eat more and eat better food. So then the month of Ramadan, the reason taqwa is coming is not because people become hungry. It is not a purpose. If it is the purpose, then it doesn't make any sense to increase the provision of the believer in the month of Ramadan. So it is certainly one of the things for which Imam Ghazali has been criticized in his book. And actually, first time when I read this criticism was, by Maulana Thanvi Rahimullah, a great man of India, a really great scholar. So Maulana Abdul Majid Ribadi, he wrote a letter to him, that in month of Ramadan, Imam Ghazali advised us to do this thing, what you say. So he said, he praised Ghazali, then he said what he advised actually, it goes against all these hadiths. So he mentioned that, month of Ramadan, basically not for that purpose, this is not the thing. But what he suggested, that also I don't agree, but let me mention, his thinking is, month of Ramadan, not you become hungry and you control the desire. He think month of Ramadan basically is a month to discipline you. Meaning is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want believers to become the slave of the Aada, they should be slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the morning you eat breakfast, lunch time, lunch, evening, dinner. It is your habit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breaks the habit in Ramadan. He does not want you to eat less, just he breaks the habit. Then to make clear you are not slaves of a habit, you are slaves of Allah. You eat when he commands. You drink when he commands to drink. You stop when he commands to stop, to break the habit. An example for that is, for example, when you go to Hajj, so you can see Allah has commanded you to pray all the prayers on the time. But in Arafat, he commands you to combine between Zuhr and Asr. Why? To make clear that you are not slave of time. You are slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah commands you to combine between two prayers. So Mawlana Thanvi and people like even my teacher, Mawlana Abu Hasan Nadvi, their opinion has been, month of Ramadan is not really to make you hungry and to break the desire. Month of Ramadan is to break the Aada. Break the Aada, that's the month of Ramadan. That's actually how, you know, taqwa comes. So when you break the Aada. Actually, you know, after long thinking, though in the beginning I used to follow the second opinion because from my teacher, Mawlana Abu Hasan Nadvi, and also I was very much influenced by Mawlana Thanvi because I used to read his things so much. But now after reading the Quran and reading Mawla Farahi a lot, my opinion has changed really. Taqwa does not come from neither from being hungry. Taqwa does not come from being disciplining yourself. Taqwa that Quran is teaching is coming from training you how to obey Allah. It is ita'atullah. It is obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa comes basically simple thing is obey Allah. Month of Ramadan trains you to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what month of Ramadan is. Obedience of Allah, it's ita'atullah, obedience of Allah. It's not actually breaking the habit or something like that. You can see really, sometimes people can fast all the year. So their habit is fasting. So then what will Ramadan for them? Not to fast. If the fasting based month of Ramadan to break the habit, so what about the people who fast all the year? So what will the breaking you know habit for them? The simple matter really is to obey your Lord. That, and this obedience really makes your heart clean and pure. When people obey Allah, listen to him, then really hearts become clean, minds become pure, and real taqwa comes. Taqwa comes from the blessing, barakah of Allah, from his gift, when people obey him. Obedience basically is a real cause for every barakah. So taqwa of the month of Ramadan is because people obey Allah, and he made this special month for that purpose, and he made more and more barakah for that. So when people obey in this way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then basically they are more like, and when obedience becomes so deep in your mind after Ramadan, still you keep obeying him. And if you think really, because what happens is, explanation of ibadah, aada, it makes things without will. Meaning it, you become like that, and now you become muttaqi. Why Islam is, you do things with the will. It actually makes very clear that you are slave of your Lord, you obey him willingly. So the reason fasting of Ramadan is connected with taqwa is because it trains you, teaches you obedience of Allah willingly. So your will, actually basically, month of Ramadan makes your willpower stronger. That's what I mean. The willpower becomes stronger. So then after month of Ramadan, you still have such a strong willpower, so you still keep obeying your Lord and avoid the sin. That's what happening. So willpower in month of Ramadan is really strengthened and it becomes stronger.